Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. And by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier. Renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service, Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. Welcome back to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Pat Monahan of the band Train. Train has sold more than 10 million albums, 30 million tracks worldwide, with over 6 billion, that's right, 6 billion global streams. And full disclosure, Pat, I'm a huge Train fan and a Pat Monahan fan for years. Just drops of Jupiter, Hey Soul Sister, Meet Virginia, Drive By, saw you on Long Island a couple times, and very psyched for your upcoming tour. Let me tell my audience that Pat is also an actor, an entrepreneur, the creator of San Francisco Wine Company, an award-winning wine portfolio, and that Train is releasing new music and getting ready for an upcoming headline summer tour called Drops of Jupiter, 25 Years in the Atmosphere. And well, congratulations on that. And most important, Pat is a diehard golfer. And let's talk some golf.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here with you. I do wish I had a tee time today, but I have got to work.
I just want to know how you fit golf in with everything you're doing.
Golf is one of those things that has just grown to become important to me. So I bring my clubs on tour. Occasionally, I will make a rare golf trip. Early December, I was in Maui with some great friends at a place called McKenna. I get to make a few trips like that every year, but usually I'm traveling for work. But when I'm not, I'll make golf a priority, and I really want to get better at it.
Don't we all? When did you first learn the game, Pat?
You know, I learned the game as a kid. I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania. My dad just had old hickory sticks that we would take out and, you know, play at a $5 course. But I didn't really take it seriously. I was into baseball and every other sport like that that schools offered. And then I was invited to a place called the San Francisco Golf Club. And I was about 40, early 40s. And I met a handful of guys that I was like, if this is the type of person I can meet through golf, I'm going to play golf. They are really have become dear friends of mine.
I feel the same way. Alex Lifeson of Rush, Alice Cooper, Smokey Robinson, all these musicians and Hollywood actors and actresses and businessmen and women. What about golf do you think attracts you musicians?
Well, you know, I think it's a sport that you can grow old with. I think the new sport that you can grow old with is pickleball, but it's still you take a knee out once in a while. With golf, it's more it's such a mental challenge. You know, one day you can go out there and really feel the ball and feel like you're catching on to something, and then you go out the next day and it's a totally different, you know, game, but it's the same person. It's a tricky thing. And it's hard not to get frustrated, but, you know, most of us aren't good enough to get frustrated. And when, you know, like I met Jason Day years ago because I'm such a fan and we played a pro-am and I got to meet him there and I just told him he was my favorite golfer because when he makes a mistake, he laughs. And I wish I could do that, you know, because he's so great at the game that when he does something that he shouldn't have done, it's comical to him because he's so well trained to do it. I guess it would be that way in music for me after this amount of time.
I have to, no plug for the book. However, you're going to love this. Life on the Green, Lessons in Wisdom from Legends of Golf, 12 legends, six men, six women. Talk about what they bring, you know, from golf to day-to-day life. And speaking of staying positive, Nancy Lopez talks about playing happy golf. So it's a key chapter for all of us to learn how to have fun with
That's
the
a smart
game.
chapter. Yeah.
It's just so important not to get down on yourself because you have to stay in the present and just be positive, right?
Well, the way I think of it is, what experience do I want to give the other three people in my group? Is it some guy that they don't really want to be around, or is it somebody that just makes the best of whatever they're capable of doing that day? And it's the latter.
You gotta stay positive. So, if I heard you correctly, you said you didn't really get serious about it until you were in your 40s. Wow, okay. So, you kind of started, well, people have started later than that, but do you feel like you wish you would have played it more seriously as a young guy?
I wish so I play golf with I'm wearing my Kraken hat today. I play golf with some of the Kraken guys. And these hockey players, they swing a golf club like it should be swung. And when you grow up playing baseball, you know, you start playing golf with a wide stance and, you know, you're swinging up instead of out. And like they're, you know, making such big mistakes. But these kids, they've been swinging a stick their whole lives like a golf swing. And they can just hit the ball so far. So the only thing I guess I would have wanted is if I could have had that training a little earlier, so I knew how to come through a golf ball. But you know, you figure it out eventually. And I just took another lesson last week from a great golfer named Rick Fair, who has played in six Masters, and he's a lovely guy, and he's helped me, you know, shorten my stance or make it a little, bring the ball a little closer, try to draw the shot instead of, you know, have that fade. And it's always a challenge.
As you say, with a somewhat of a smile. So AT&T Pebble Beach, you've played in it 7 years, which is one of my favorite tournaments. What do you do to calm your nerves when you tee it up there at Pebble Beach at that PGA Tour event?
Well, I usually tell the crowd right out of the gate that I'm incredibly nervous, and then they, you know, then they and I love noise because if people are cheering, it feels like you're doing something all right. And then also remembering that the pro that you're with, he doesn't really care. He doesn't care how well you do. He's not there for you.
True.
And when you remember that, but it's also lovely, you know, getting into relationships with these young guys that are really, really cool people. You know, they have other stories other than the game of golf. And when they're pretty loose out there, it makes it a lot more fun for us. And keeping out of their way is an important role for us to play. Like, I won't engage with a pro unless he's like, okay, I'm off the clock for a few minutes. Let's talk about stuff. And once you get the hang of all of that and stay out of their way, it's the best time in golf all year.
Definitely. And they're just focused on, you know, their game and their present and them playing well. You know, Padraig Harrington once told me that he not only is nervous when he gets to the first tee, he has fear. And he uses that, he embraces fear and uses that as adrenaline and to focus better. Can you relate to that? Do you have fear when you go to the tee box?
Sure. Yeah, I think fear is definitely included. I was driving my son to school today, and on the way home, I was thinking about, you know, why I'm so angry when I drive. I'm behind people that I don't want to be behind, or whatever. Somebody cuts me off, whatever the thing might be. And really, that emotion is based on human survival, right? So we're all trying to survive, and we've, it's inherent in all of us and it's instinctual. And so when you do get up to hit a golf ball, fear is also survival. And what you want to do is survive. And I think what Podrick is saying is he's just got to get through that first shot. He knows how to do everything else, but that first shot is survival. And I totally can relate to it.
And how do you compare that feeling to when you're performing? Do you get nervous? Do you have that fear when you're in front of, thousands of people?
There are times, I mean, there's always a little nerves, but it's different being in a band because it's a team, and the team can take some of the hits for you. Golf is pretty individual unless, you're in the Walker Cup or something, but that individuality is it's more like singing the national anthem than it is doing a show.
Okay, I love it. Your worlds often connect in a great way. And I know you performed at the Ryder Cup last September at Bethpage Black. Looking back, what were your thoughts about that Ryder Cup? Because I'm sure you were there watching, very diligently as well.
Well, I have some friends in the golf world that are professional golfers, and so many of them are not American. I just had this beautiful dinner with Rory and Shane. A guy named Cam Davis plays out of my course at Aldera here in Washington State. Jason Day, as I mentioned, and so all these guys are from somewhere else. I don't know the American players as well, like Jon Rahm. Jon Rahm is a friend of mine, so I love to see these guys go out and play well and be competitive with one another. But what the crowd did to the Europeans is like that's not golf to me. That's a different thing, and I'm not sure what they were thinking. But it definitely didn't make me want to root for the American players with that being their fans. I really wish the guys would have stepped up and said, this isn't the way American behaves to our guests. Like that was a weird time for me as a golf fan.
Yeah, it was a weird scenario. And unfortunately, whomever acted like that stole the headlines, and the Europeans played phenomenal those first 2 days. And then Sunday, the Americans mounted what almost was this historic comeback. I mean, it was incredible. So, but you enjoyed performing and being part of that whole scene with the Ryder Cup.
Like last year, so they just got done with a tournament in Palm Desert, and we performed at that last year. I like to be around anyone who loves golf, and typically it's a really lovely time, and they're great fans of music too.
And what do you bring, Pat, from your musical career, do you think, to golf?
Not much. There's that's the problem
No
is
rhythm or
I
anything like
wish,
that?
maybe there is some tempo that I have, but like I was a really bad putter for a long time. I think that's the hardest thing when you're starting golf is putting. And about 3 years ago, I changed my grip to a claw, and then I could feel it better, and it felt more musical. And so the speed of my putts is so much more consistent and accurate. And I think that's a very musical part of my game is my putting.
I love the claw. I use it myself. It
Yeah.
works, sometimes works for me.
Yeah.
But so Train is celebrating its 25th anniversary of your
Well,
iconic album,
of Drops of Jupiter. Yeah.
Drops of Jupiter, which really was a breakthrough hit for you guys, winning a couple Grammys, right? So is it true that the lyrics were inspired by a dream you had?
Yeah, so we had made an album. It was our second album, and the head of Columbia Records was like, you don't have a lead off single for us, so keep writing. And we just were pounding away trying to write songs, and I kind of gave up. It was like 3 months later. My mother had just recently passed away, and I went to sleep one night And 15 minutes later, I woke up with the entire song in my head as though she
Wow.
was telling me, "You don't have to worry about me. I can do and be wherever I want, and I can swim through the planets and come back with drops of Jupiter in my hair if I want to." So, I just wrote the song. It was 10, 15 minutes, and then I recorded it the next day. And it just, I just keep thinking, "Mom, can you send me part two?"
How mystical and how just beautifully magical too, for that to
Yeah.
happen.
But it makes sense. If you would have known my mom, she would have come through for me.
Well, I don't know if I watched CBS Sunday Morning, the Neil Sedaka feature, and he said when he's writing a song, it's a spiritual thing for him. He said in quotes, "I think you are chosen spiritually at that particular moment, and you better sit very quietly because you can actually feel the song being written by itself, and the song passes through your throat and through your fingers." He said it's an extraordinary feeling.
Yeah, that definitely happens. You are a part of it on some level, but I agree that it's my manager calls songs magic beans because they really just come out of nowhere, and if they're the right song and you plant that magic bean, something really special happens.
Yeah, it really does, especially with your genius and your talent, and you just kind of let it flow, I guess. Just extraordinary. Do you feel, Pat, that Train is more popular now than ever before? Maybe perhaps because of streaming and social media and just the way, our society is with all that now.
I think in a way, yeah. So it's we're less visible as far as like music videos and things from the past that used to move the needle for us. We're less built on radio airplay. But if you follow social media, we try to keep up with it the best we can for, people who aren't children. And it does work. And I think that, yeah, with the ticket sales that we have, we do a cruise every year, and it usually sells out before it goes up for sale because of the pre-sale stuff. And I think those things and being interactive with Train fans, like they're my family at this point. So I think it continues to grow. And I think this new album has a really good chance of growing us even more.
Can't wait. Can't wait for the tour. Can't wait for the song. What's the best piece of advice you've gotten from a pro golfer, whether it was Rory McIlroy or Jason Day or Shane Lowry or whomever?
Well, with the last pro-am, I was not particularly good. And one of the pros in the group was Jake Knapp. And he didn't say it, but I could feel him thinking, "Are you sure you're right-handed?"
Oh.
And and so that's how bad I played. These guys always have little tips
Hope he
that are
said that with a
helpful.
smile.
No, he didn't say that. I was thinking to myself,
Oh,
maybe I'm
good catch.
left-handed. But he's such a beautiful golfer. His swing is just like it's out of a dream. But when these guys are working, they don't usually give you many tips. But I've been around Jason Day enough that he has always given me pointers about, he's such a great player and his short game is extraordinary. And he gave me a really good tip about not breaking my wrists on small chips. And yeah, I've taken that to another level, so I understand it better. But that was a really good lesson for me.
I hope you've been to Ireland to play golf.
I have not. I've been to Ireland to perform,
Okay.
but I've not played golf there, and that in Scotland, that's my next move.
What's your favorite golf experience all time so far? I'm sure you've had many, so this might be a tough question.
Yeah, those are hard. I was, there's so many beautiful courses that I've played. As I said, getting to play at San Francisco and meeting all those gentlemen was definitely the beginning of the highlights of my life golf-wise. And to play Cypress Point and Augusta National and Chicago Golf Club, And the list goes on. Even my course at Aldera, I love. You know, it's a Fazio course, and it's a such a beautiful game that you get to go out and experience with other people.
I have two more questions for you, Pat. Most memorable foursome to date, what would it be?
Ooh. Well, you know, boy, I mean, I played in the Memorial with my friend Jerry Yang and Rory McIlroy. That was
Wow.
something else. My caddy, who's dear friends with Jason Day, I got to play with him and Jason and a good friend of mine who's an NFL agent, Doug Hendrickson. That was a magical thing. But you know, I mean, I could just go on and on and on.
Yeah, I'm sure golf puts you in some incredible places, right? With extraordinary people. And what have you brought from golf? What have you learned from golf that you use in your day-to-day life?
You know, when I'm on the golf course and I do something that is really lovely, I remember nobody outside of that foursome cares at all. So I leave it on the pitch, as they would say. And I think that's helpful. And it really, you know, self-forgiveness is a big part, I think, of life, but also of golf. If you're dwelling, you know, like watching Shane this past weekend make two doubles to finish, like he's going to go back out there on Thursday and he's going to go after it again. Like you have to get over it. And that's a big part of life and golf. And it's hard to do, but it's a great lesson.
And he talked to the media afterwards and was just so gracious in that devastating moment. So yes, you learn a lot from golf, right? And he manned up basically at, after the after that disappointing finish for sure.
And he's as good as it gets as a human goes. And so he just translates that through golf as well.
What a joy to talk to you and continued success. Good luck with the tour this coming
Thank you.
summer. I can't wait to see you. And hey, hit them straight and smile out there. Play happy golf.
I'm going to play happy golf. It's a great chapter. I'll read the book so I can find out even more.
Thanks so much. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice-filled technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.